Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
It's National Twinkie Day.
Hey, I brought some Twinkies. Anybody want one?
Twinkie.
Who's this Twinkies?
Where's the Twinkies?
Get the Twinkies?
That looks bad.
Do we have any more of your extra long Twinkies?
Okay, six Twinkies.
Bring me back the Twinkies!
All right, here we go. It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking up along with our executive producer, Morty. 607, Carla. It is show number 2087.
Yes.
And it's Tuesday morning, National Twinkie Day.
Ah, yes, it is.
Morty got a little excited this morning and said, man, should have brought a pallet worth in.
Yes, you should have. Well, if you have an old one,
I stopped at 7-Eleven. I was like, I'm going to get an apple pie. And I was like, should have got a Twinkie.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the same shelf.
Enjoy that lump of preservative goo.
That's why there's only one day in the year.
I know. That's exactly it. You can save it if you don't eat all of it.
You should have it one day for like 20 years, and then it comes around in like two or three other decades. And
my gosh. Yeah. I was reading about a teacher, I think in Maine or something, who's had one for 40 years in his classroom, and he just keeps it. It's now under glass. But they say it looks exactly the same. It's changed color a little bit, but it looks the same.
For the most part.
Yes, it's a little science experiment.
And say what you will, but as a kid, you couldn't get enough of it.
Oh, no. No, though I must say, I was, and Morty, you couldn't eat them. I was more of a ding-dong.
Ding-dong?
Ding-dong or ho-ho person.
Yeah.
I like to unroll those
ho-hos. Not a cupcake?
No, I was never a cupcake girl.
Take the frosting off.
Yeah, I was never that one.
Which ended up being like a lid.
Yeah, yes,
basically.
That's right. And thanks to Elaine, they were just muffin tops.
Right.
We digress.
Well,
what?
Enjoy National Twinkie Day today. Plenty of sunshine. Winds dying down this afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow highs in the mid to upper 80s should be nice. 64 now. Let's kick it off. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So an update for you as we've learned more about COVID. The CDC says the chances now of catching COVID from just a surface are way less than we thought. What they're saying now, chemists, virologists, ventilation. Just have good ventilation now with it still out there. Make sure that you know, things are open a bit.
Yeah.
And you let the air flow. That's the most important thing. Now, because of the pandemic, we're looking at a possible ketchup shortage.
What?
Yeah. Ketchup. I'm not a big ketchup person, so this won't affect me.
Right.
But so many restaurants now doing to-go orders that they just throw the packets in there, and they're running out.
A long time, I forget what fast food place, stop just handing, you know, they would grab a pack.
Yeah, I think it was McDonald's. They would only give you like a few, like according to what you ordered.
Right.
I believe it was.
My daughter, Kelly, loves ketchup.
Yeah,
she would dip chicken, green beans, eggs, everything.
Okay.
In ketchup.
She better stock up.
Look at Morty.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Not my condiment, but you know, I know it's one of the most popular. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Prices are up 13% in a year. We're also buying more bottles of ketchup at home more than ever. Last year, more than $1 billion in ketchup sales.
Who would have thought?
I know. 15% higher than the year before. Over $1 billion in ketchup sales. Wow. Okay. And remember back when TV was the distraction?
Yeah.
You'd watch TV to be distracted. Well, now 90% of people say that when they watch TV, they're using their phone or their tablets as a distraction from the distraction, I guess. They're generally texting with somebody else about the show they're watching or, you know what, just talking to other people about what they thought of the show. So there you go. We can't even focus on a distraction long enough for it to be a distraction. Then we need another distraction to distract us from the distraction because our attention spans are nil.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know what? It is Tuesday. A few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
By the way, forgot to mention, first 10K payday cash call winner. Here you go. It was Abby Klutz who got the call from the Beasley banker, her reaction when she found out she won $500?
You're joking.
Oh, my God. That is so crazy. Oh, no way. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Any idea what you're going to do with
$500? I'm a researcher. I'm a scientist, so I'm going to spend that money doing my research this summer.
So that's what she's going to do.
Nice.
I'm a scientist.
I'm impressed. I know. I'm very impressed.
That has to be one of the most impressive ways to spend money.
Wow.
Your next chance to score some free cash from the Beasley Banker, a little over 30 minutes away. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
The only morning show I listen to.
The comms the savage beast.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, text or call, same number, 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 636. John Schaefer with news here in a couple of minutes. We had mentioned at the top of the show some of the things we think you should know. It's National Twinkie Day today.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And going beyond that, Christine's on the phone. Tell everybody how you eat your Twinkie.
Okay, well, I found this method for eating Twinkies on an old movie. I, for the life of me, can't remember the title of the movie, but what you got to do is you take a Twinkie, all right, and you flip it upside down. You take a knife and you cut it down the middle like a hot dog bun. And then you stuff a hot dog in it. And then you top the hot dog with Cheese Whiz and you call it a Twinkie Wiener Sandwich and it is magical. And like the hot dog is cold. It's got to be a cold hot dog, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. Like, the hot dog is cold, the Twinkie is soft, and the cheese is sharp. And it's just the flavors really, they weirdly pair so perfectly together.
Yeah,
it sounds nasty. It sounds like something you'd see an alien on Mars eat, but it is, it so weirdly works.
It's the sweet and savory thing. That's what it is. It's like the bacon on a donut. It's like that. I can't imagine you wouldn't, either one of you wouldn't try this, Marty.
It sounds gross, but I would actually try it.
Yeah,
see, and
sure.
While she was talking about it, I'm thinking, why would you do that to a perfectly good hot dog?
Yes, I know. A lot of people, I'm sure, are saying that about the Twinkie as well. Why would you ruin a Twinkie with a hot dog? I'm sorry. The worst thing about that was the Cheese Whiz. But anyhow, I digress.
You missed that, Mike?
Oh,
the Cheese Whiz?
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Anybody else? I thought it was a simple thing, or the,
you just
open the package and eat the Twinkie.
Yeah. I know. Everybody's doing something.
It's the cold hot dog that sounded gross.
Yeah.
The hot dog was
that
cooked.
Sounds
was
gross.
All right.
That sounded gross. None of the other two things that we've added that aren't even food items at this point.
I'm Twinkies, a fan of Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz.
The only way to make a cheese
steak. I don't think there's any cheese in
the
just
whiz.
Yes.
All right. Can anybody top that? I didn't even realize there are different ways to eat a Twinkie.
Neither did I.
National Twinkie Day today.
Yes, it is.
You know how this even got started. How you eat your Twinkie.
Right. And no offense to Twinkie. I've never been a huge fan. You know, as a kid, I'd have one or two here and there, but I was never a huge fan, so they aren't that appealing to me to begin with, but okay.
Russell, what about you?
I've tried a few different ways, but my personal favorite, I don't really eat it in a different way, but I like trying some of the different flavors they got, like the banana one was okay, the chocolate.
Any good?
So I've always, sometimes yes, but you really have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is very rare.
That's
I don't try it too often, but every once in a while, I pick up one. I'm not in the phase where I pick up like a box of them anymore.
Right.
I just couldn't do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know they'll last for 10,000 years, but I just can't do it.
You're not at Morty's level where he picks up a pallet.
A pallet of something.
No, the only reason I'd ever pick up a pallet of Twinkies is if I were working out.
There you go.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem. And by the way, if you guys are interested, that Twinkie Wiener sandwich came from Weird Al Yankovic in the movie UHF.
Ah, there we go. Wow.
That's what she was talking about.
Thank you, man.
Great
That's
recall.
Great. Yes.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. You can call or text in.
These two actually sound really good. Paul says frozen Twinkies. You put them in the freezer and eat them. That actually sounds pretty good.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. And then Robin said I will use them occasionally as for strawberry shortcake. And then you cut up the strawberries. And,
I've heard a lot of people do that.
Cream and dude, so that, okay.
Makes sense.
All right. So you're basically just killing the taste of everything else with doing
other
it
stuff.
That way. Yes. Now, the frozen Twinkies, the banana one, that kind of sounds good.
What about the deep fried Twinkies downtown?
Yeah, I know it. Oh.
On Fremont Street.
Yeah, right?
Well, they don't have them anymore.
I don't think so.
Mermaids? The place at
no longer.
Didn't the place at Caesars have them too? I thought they had them too, but yeah.
Maybe. What about you, Amanda?
My friend, he will eat his Twinkies in a hot dog bun.
Wow.
No one really cares, but I just think, why?
So, okay, so now
not the hot dog, but the hot dog bun.
Yeah. Everybody's using these with hot dogs.
There's there's like a degree of, what do they call it, a degree of separation.
Wow.
With a hot dog bun, and a Twinkie.
Yeah, so I get, listen, I've heard weirder things done with food, so, and that sounded weird right there, but I mean,
so the Twinkie is the hot dog, basically.
Yeah, she said put the Twinkie in the hot dog,
It's just a double layer of bread.
Why should any of this surprise us?
Well, exactly.
There you go. Good morning, everybody.
Wow, good morning. And Morty, you got a suggestion. Tell Morty to lightly fry them in butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there you go. Something to do today.
Yeah.
With your mom who's in town.
Yes, mom.
All right. 10K payday contest. It's back. Your next chance to score some free money from the Beasley Banker. Got that coming up after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Super Tramp.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Ready to win.
I'm in it to win.
I'm ready to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by our friends at Meineke Doing Car Care Right. This hour's code word is push.
Push. P-U-S-H, push.
Yes, like in the bush.
I'm pushing.
Pushing real good. That is the word you need for your chance to win $500 right now. Text push to 45911. That's 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday by entering push at 963kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. That's the easiest way to do everything. You have 15 minutes to enter the word, spell it correctly, and be sure if you get a weird number calling you in 20, 25 minutes or so, please pick it up. Could be the Beasley Banker wanting to inform you that you are pushing $500 in your pocket. Again, that is the word push. You have 15 minutes. 45911 is the text number. Good luck.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Keeps me entertained.
To keep it real on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, if you just missed it, the word push, that's the code word. Cash in, win some free money, 10K payday contest. $500. Text it to 45911 to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. What you got to do is enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Even if you don't win the $500, if you do it before 7:15 on the app or on our website, you're still qualified for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
You could win.
Do it.
The big prize. 7:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Oh, by the way, one last text from last hour talking about how you eat your Twinkie. A National Twinkie Day, and Morty, you'll love this.
Yeah. On the side, Twinkies dipped in whipped cream or whipped strawberry cream on the side of fried Spam. So there you go. Someone after your own heart, Morty.
And with mom in town, what did she ask you?
Oh, she's like, hey, do you want me to cook you some Spam? I'm like, yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Being Hawaiian,
exactly. I'm Italian, Morty.
No.
That would have been...
Really?
Like my mom asking, should I make sauce? Well, yeah. Hello.
While I'm here.
Yes, that's right. I didn't mean to take away from the, your whole little Hawaiian thing.
No. Which, by the way, is so cute. Shaka bra. Okay.
I'm so kidding, by the way.
And mom's having a great time. She's just never going to be at a Vegas Golden Knights game again.
No, I know it, honey.
Morty has put the kibosh on that because you took her to a couple of games.
Yeah, every time she's come here, I've taken her a game, and every single game we've gone into a shootout and we've lost.
Oh.
So,
and even his mom said, are you serious? Yes, mom.
Yeah, sorry. I'll take you to buy your lottery tickets, but you're not going to buy it.
So that ain't happening. But good news last night, as John talked about last hour, the VGK big win last night, 6-1 over the Blues. Same two teams again tomorrow night. A little after 6, they'll drop the puck on the road, so that should be good. Go Knights, go. Weather-wise, plenty of sunshine. The wind dying down, going to be nice. High in the low 80s tomorrow, mid to upper 80s. So it's nice outside right now, 64. Carla, read this and see how many other people, let's see how many other people can relate to this.
Well, it sparked something that's going on with me, actually. And this was somebody who had just basically written in a little while ago saying that a friend of hers saw that her husband, this woman, her husband.
Right.
She said, your husband's still on dating sites. You know, I see him on, Zoot or, well, I can't remember what it's called now, that. On Tinder, and she said, yeah, okay, fine. And he said, yeah, because you can't get off of them. You can cancel your subscription. You don't pay anymore, but your stuff stays on
there.
You're
still on it.
I'm still on it. I get the...
You're still on it.
Oh, my God. I mean, my picture is. And like, your profile stays on there forever. And I get the weirdest messages in my spam. I can't even read them. But they're weird, or somebody has checked you out, you know, so you can't get off of that. But I'm kind of wondering just that. She said, you know, I think she was trying to get my husband in trouble,
right?
Something like that. But and she said, for the most part, you know, mine's still out there, too. You can't get off of those.
So at some point, when you're single, you go, I'm going to try these dating apps.
Yes.
And then you hook up with somebody. It turns out to be true love.
Right.
You go on, you're married, and probably 5-10 years later.
You cancel it. You're not paying. But guess what? Your picture's out there from, you know, a year ago, 2, 5, 10 years ago. Picture's out there.
Does that mean somebody can still reach out and contact you?
They can, but if you don't pay for it, if you've canceled it, you don't. No, it'll tease you and say, hey, someone has checked you out. Now, I don't know if somebody's gotten in trouble, you know, going there and saying, well, I wonder who's checking me out. This is gonna
just
going
to see who's gonna who's checking me out.
And that's it. I'm wondering if anybody has gotten in trouble over this. And because she said, I was ready to just, it kind of ticked me off. But then she said, mine is still out there, too.
Right. All right.
So, I mean, it's impossible to get off of the, I'm going to be like 70. And my picture's going to be on Tinder. And somebody might
say, you'll get the message.
Hey.
Pretty.
Yes. Hello, pretty. Yes. That's not me. That's not me anymore.
You still available?
What? You swiped what? I can't hear you now.
702-739-9636. If you've gone through this where you've put yourself out there and then you met somebody and everything's fine.
You
just said, all right, I'm canceling mine because I found somebody.
Right, and fine. And maybe there's a way to delete your profile. They're all different. So I don't know.
Maybe we hear that. We find out how to.
I'd love to know.
All right, text or call.
Very afraid.
No. All right. Eagles Hotel California.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
All right. So we're talking about this woman who thinks she got her husband, found out about her husband being on a dating app.
Yeah.
But come to find out that once you're on,
yeah,
you can cancel the subscription or whatever you call it.
Right.
But you're still on it.
Right. Your profile just stays there like forever on most of them. Yes.
See, yeah. I've never done a dating app.
Right. It, I mean, you know, people can say what they will. That's kind of how you meet people now.
You
it's
have.
A little different.
Morty has.
Yeah. John, have you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of how you meet people now. Now, Barbara, you need to fill us in because she says there is a way to delete your profile. I'm sure there is on some, but it is... It's impossible to, it's really hard to completely delete your profile. And now one of our listeners said, this is your own doing. By willingly signing up, providing personal information to whoever, you bring all this on yourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Oh, my.
Fine. But that is how people meet people.
That's the
now,
new way.
That's I mean, it's the new way for 10 years at least.
Okay.
So another one of our listeners wrote in, I think it was Joseph, said, Carla, when we see the same woman on dating apps year after year, we just think they must have unrealistic expectations. None of the guys they meet are apparently good enough for them.
Right.
So they stay on there forever until they give up. Maybe set more reasonable standards or by some miracle find some good-looking guy with money who wants to date a single mom with a ton of baggage. Oh, bitter, Joseph?
And you know what? Maybe she has met somebody.
Yes.
But she's still on there.
Exactly. And by the way, Joseph, you're still on there. So, hello. Hello.
The other aspect, without giving anything away.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize you had to have code names.
Yeah, I don't use my name. Morty, do you use your name?
No.
John, did you use your name?
No.
No.
One of them, I accidentally used my Facebook account by accident. So that one's out. But
can you, well, maybe you can't say what you.
Boy, this is like a double secret yeah. life or something.
Then it's the best part when you start chatting with someone and eventually somewhere in the conversation they say, oh, by the way, my name isn't so and so. It's actually.
Yes.
I just assume that's what everyone's doing. So
right. When you meet
like
someone, yeah, exactly.
It's so what's your real name?
Yeah.
That's the icebreaker?
That would be my icebreaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like my real name? Okay, cool. Well, this date's over.
Well, listen, in my world, there were people from each side, and it was like, well, no. Mm. The minute they'd walk out, no.
See, I thought that would be like after a couple of dates where you're comfortable enough to say, all right, I think we've gone out enough.
Right.
What's your real name?
What's your real name?
And what do you really do?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I like you. Clearly, we like each other.
On a couple of them, I was saying I was Carolyn Y-N-E, Reed, R-E-A-D-E, Caroline Reed.
Carolyn A. So,
yeah, because as I put my name down, it was like, oh, no, I can't do that. Then you meet people who know you or have seen you or something. It's like, ah, crap.
Mine was Lucero Max.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Lucero Max.
Oh, and these are the days of our lives.
Well, of course.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
And the 10K payday contest is back. Latest winner, $500, qualified for the $10,000. Who is it, Morty? Who's the winner?
His name is Douglas Conway.
Douglas Conway got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction when they told him he won $500.
That's incredible. Today's my birthday, man.
Do you know what you're going to do with the $500?
I'm probably going to buy lottery tickets and maybe win more millions.
There you go. I'm going to invest.
Is that Morty?
Yeah. I'm going to take the 500 and win more millions.
You know what? Good for him.
Yeah. Good luck.
For him.
It didn't work for me.
I know. I was going to say he's very optimistic. Good.
Yeah. So your next chance to be very optimistic, your next chance to win Less than an hour from now, we'll have another code word for you, so get ready for that. $10,000 grand prize. By the way, everybody who entered the word through the app or online during that 15-minute window, if you did it, you're still qualified for the $10,000 grand prize.
That's right.
Whether you won the $500 or not. Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be nice. Wind's dying down. Looks pretty good out there right now. Yeah. Highs in the low 80s tomorrow, mid to upper 80s. And, 70 now, and let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is pretty funny. I didn't know it was still out there, Morty. I'm sure you've used it or read it at some point. Yahoo Answers. They will be shutting down forever. They announced it yesterday on their site. Final questions can be submitted until April 20th, and then that's it. It'll be gone from the internet by the beginning of May.
That took over Ask Jeeves.
Yes, Ask Jeeves. That's right. With the little butler.
Yeah.
Some say it was truly the dumbest place on the internet, but it was quite, it was interesting at times.
And then the internet grew.
Yes, it did. And you could look up anything anyway. Several of the top questions on there right now are, why is Yahoo Answers shutting down? So it's very funny. Mm-hmm. New cover story on Jennifer Lopez in InStyle magazine. I read part of this. Mark Anthony, Ben Affleck, they had the nicest, most amazing things to say about her. Not a word from Alex Rodriguez. I don't know if they didn't go to him or what. But
well, he's still hurting.
Nothing. Yes, I guess so. They're supposedly back together. But she's not wearing her engagement ring. Oh, it's all just very torrid.
And he's doing Major League Baseball right now, too.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He might be busy. He might have had a gig.
Yeah.
So that could be it. announced yesterday, Bridgerton star Reggae Jean Page will not return for season 2. However, this wasn't a big surprise. He was only signed on for the first. That was the Duke. For the first season.
Is that the one all the women just thought was...
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was, Mike.
By the way, my name's Carolyn A.
Yes, that's Carolyn A. Reed.
Reed.
This next season, they're concentrating on the brother, one of the brother Bridgertons, the Viscount. They're concentrating on him, getting him a wife. And this is a show that they say, like... I don't know, arcs. There's no big cliffhanger. It kind of finishes. Because they're
just
different
drops
books.
Off.
They're different books, so they kind of complete them. Lori Loughlin's husband out of jail after his 5 months in that college admissions scandal. I don't know if 5 months was enough away from home, but good for you, Massimo. A Peeps movie. Easter was just here. A Peeps movie is in development. Now, the description says it will... follow a ragtag group of Peeps characters who set on a cross-country journey in order to attend Peeps Fest. It's an annual celebration. It's like a Coachella for Peeps, I guess. Kind of like a Life is Peepiful or something like that. I would rather watch that movie than eat one.
Yeah.
I really would. Yes.
Oh, we're going to Peep Fest.
We can't find parking.
I saw someone put Peeps on a pizza.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. You think pineapple's bad.
I'll eat pineapple pizza all day. Don't put a Peep on pizza.
And you may not know the name, but you do know the voice.
Oh, okay.
Mark Elliott. This is a man who started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know him. Because of Disney.
Director George Lucas and 20th Century Fox present Star Wars.
It's Walt Disney's classic, Cinderella.
It's the return of one of Walt Disney's greatest animated achievements.
This is quite an occasion.
This is Bambi.
Kind of wobbly, isn't he?
Bambi.
Yeah, when you heard that voice, you knew it was Disney.
Yes, you knew it was Disney. He passed away over the weekend. Yes, I know he did. He passed away over the weekend. And as I mentioned, he started in radio, which very, very cool. 81 years old.
Wow.
That used to be the way it was. Mm-hmm. Radio announcers, they had the voice, so they would do those things. So, yes, rest in peace. That voice of...
Be sure to stay tuned after our feature for a look at more special previews.
reviews from Walt Disney Home Video.
Okay. I know. Okay. I will. I'm going to wait. Cinderella. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Call Christine. Bankruptcy. Call Christine. 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
Forgot to mention yesterday, 27th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. Yeah. And to observe that, somebody actually created a new Nirvana song using AI. They plugged in about 30 Nirvana tracks, and the computer pumped out a song called Drowned in the Sun. Now, this isn't Kurt singing.
Right.
Or even computer Kurt. It's a guy that's a lead singer in a tribute band, Eric Hogan. The band's called Nevermind, but...
He's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to this. I mean, I know the quality might be debatable, but the Nirvana vibe, as they would say...
Yeah.
It's there.
But the quality, even then, was, you know.
Yeah. Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
And always not that great. That's added
wow. Okay.
To the whole grunge thing, right?
Yeah.
Was its raw sound and stuff like that. So I think that's pretty good.
Interesting.
The no rules thing with recording.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
That's what people loved about that whole movement.
Yes.
And then one more new music track. Snoop Dogg and the Isley Brothers.
I like this.
This is a new track they put together called Friends and Family. I got my mind on my money like I usually do. I want to be living for the love of you. See, it's your thing, so do what you want to do. Because you're going to have a good time when you in front of Snoop. And that's for sure. My mama say stop the music because she want to take a photo. So we oblige and step to the side. Come on. Now the whole fam doing the electric slide. I'm assuming the Isleys are in the background.
They are. It's actually a cool track.
Yeah.
It's a really cool track. There they go. They actually do most of the song. That's just a little Snoop vibe in the middle there.
Well,
it's cool. It's really cool.
They pulled it off. It sounds good.
Like them.
I think I like anything Snoop does.
I kind of do too.
No, he's amazing.
You can't hate him. You can't hate what he does.
Still get excited when I hear Gin and Juice. I love that song.
He sang Let It Go, and he made it sound good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Something to listen to.
Cool.
Snoop and the Isley Brothers. All right, those Billy Idol tickets. When he comes to town in October, you have a chance to win those. Plus, the grand prize, an overnight stay over at the Cosmopolitan and more. Do that in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Exactly what I like to listen to.
It gets me ready to go and gets me energized.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you have a chance to win tickets to go see Billy Idol. His run in October, Chelsea, Cosmopolitan, and qualify for the overnight stay the night of the show, plus a 200 F&B credit. So very cool, as we were talking earlier about being National Twinkie Day.
Yes, it is.
The
focus is food.
Food. So these are three songs, clips. This is a medley of three songs, and they all have something to do with food.
Yes.
So if you can identify them by title in order, and you're caller number 9 with the correct answer, you are a winner. Here's the medley. There you go.
That's good. I like that.
Now, John, I'm going to assume you know the songs, not by title.
I actually know the first two by title.
Okay.
The last one.
Last one, no.
Yeah.
All right, here it is again. All right. You know, sometimes we just can't give it to you.
Right.
Well, no, this is kind of big.
All right.
Yeah,
so we'll get through news and weather. And then look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Now it all comes together.
It all comes together once it's written down and put in front of me.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good luck.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest. It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
I'm in it to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by our friends at Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is air.
Air as in A-I-R, air.
That's right. The air that I breathe, air supply. Uh-huh. All of those may help you. So, for your chance to win that $500 right now, text AIR to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter AIR at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. That is the easiest way to do it. Now, 15 minutes, that's all you have to do this. So get it out there by 9:15. Then after that, if you get a weird number calling you, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley Banker wanting to let you know that you're putting $500 in your pocket. That's simple. Again, the word air, like Mike said, A-I-R. You may text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes. Go. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here we go. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Wow, not a real stockpile of weird, wild, wacky stories. But a guy in Texas, Carla, found a naked woman sleeping in his guest room on Sunday.
Okay, well, all right. Is that's a bad thing, huh?
Nah, well.
I'm kidding.
She said it was okay because she lived in the house back in 2009.
Jeez.
I don't know if that'll go over with his wife if he's married.
Yeah, I know.
Was she hot?
Jeez. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, ask the question.
We're not going to press any charges.
Why do I think not? Yeah.
Guy in Florida stole an ambulance, which I think, you know what would be cool?
Yeah.
With the lights on and stuff like that. But then he got caught when he drove into some mud and got stuck.
Oh, man. Little help.
See, it's great to do it, but then you got to contain the excitement and keep your head on straight.
Oh, man. Yeah, you do. You can't just go all nutty. Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, another guy out of Florida. He was in jail last month, but he got out on a $1,000 bond.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he was in the booking area getting discharged, he said, well, that looks cool. And he stole a webcam off of one of the computers. Put it in his pocket, and the cops traced it to him. So a few days later, he was arrested again. come on back in, dude.
Yeah.
You idiot.
And bring the camera.
Yes, I know. Oh, come on, guys. And I just want to share this with you. Vanessa Atades of Brazil, she thinks she's pretty hot. She wants to have the world's biggest natural butt. She eats 6 high-protein meals a day. Says, my diet is planned to grow my bum so I can get the biggest bum in the world, she said. Started growing it when I was 24 years old.
Wow.
Worked out, and every day I make my bum bigger. She says, I like the attention. So people like to look at my bum. It's 49 inches around right now. So
is that big?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Okay.
That's a pretty big bum. Yeah.
On the right butt there. Scale?
Yeah, that's pretty, okay. You gotta, how do you not look twice at a shelf? I mean, come on, jeez, what is that?
Is that one where Kim Kardashian would even say, that's a big butt?
Yeah, I do think she might say that, because that's a big butt.
Wow.
Good luck, Vanessa. I mean, I don't know, keep it up.
Have you ever wanted one of those?
Well, I'd like a little bigger butt than I have. I don't want that, though.
Right.
But like I say, goals, good to have goals. Put that on your vision board there, Vanessa. Oh, it is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This came to me from Heaven Can Wait Animal Shelter. After her owners became unable to care for her, Sheba is her name. She's a mid-sized mixed breed. She was surrendered to Heaven Can Wait Animal Societies. It's called Pups on Parole Program. This was in January of 2018. This is to save dogs who are at risk for euthanasia if they go to a shelter. Now, she was a very anxious dog, hard to adopt out while they worked with her. She went through a lot of training, socialization, went into a couple foster homes that didn't work out. Well, they found the exact right home for her after 3 years. She was adopted on April 3rd, just a few days ago. She has a new home and she has a new name. Her name is now Momo, and her new owners absolutely love her.
Nice.
3 years. That is unheard of. That is a little thing. But like I say, they worked with her. They, you know what? They socialized her. She's a happy little dog with a new name. How
Momo.
Easy is that? I know. I like
love
that.
It.
Momo.
Congrats.
Yes, no kidding. And Heaven Can Wait, thank you so much for sending that.
Well done. If you have a feel-good story, local or otherwise,
yes,
submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wrapping up the show, National Twinkie Day.
Yeah.
So do what you want to celebrate.
Yes, do what you want.
Different ways you eat a Twinkie. We didn't realize there were so many different ways. And Morty, enjoy the spam and Twinkie.
Oh, I will.
With your mom home and everything. So, dating apps. We talked about you can get on, but it just doesn't seem like you can ever get off.
Can't get off.
And those code names, which I thought were hilarious.
Whatever. Whatever, Lucero.
Okay, Caroline or Lene.
Yes,
or,
I'm going to see a lot of action on my accounts today.
I bet you will.
Change your name, Mark.
Yeah.
Change your name.
Too bad your mom's here. And new music from Snoop Dogg and the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, of course, the passing away 27 years ago, Kurt Cobain. With the help of computers and AI,
yeah,
a new Nirvana song.
Very interesting and creepy a little bit.
You can hear that on our podcast after we get off the air. Otherwise, thank you for texting in. Thanks for the calls. We appreciate it, of course. Wendy Rush coming in next. Your next chance to scoop up some free cash. And by the way, congratulations to our latest winner, Chris Tichkowski, got the call from the Beasley Banker. His reaction...
That's real awesome.
Congratulations, man. What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, my. I don't know. I just can't believe it. I never won anything on the radio before.
Well, so there you go. He's the latest winner.
Cool.
Wendy Rush will have another code word for you. 11 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that. Qualify for the $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.